Okay, good morning, everyone. So how many of us got up early this morning to say Tikkun Chatzot and set our alarms to wake us up in the morning? Okay. Very good. Okay. Just recap a drop on yesterday. Someone asked about Velcro. Velcro is not it's nothing to do with tying. You don't have to, it's not part of the order. About an Avel saying Karbanos. So it is very clear from all the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that an Avel says Karbanos, including the Mishnah Berurah. It's as well as Tisha B'Av. So when you read the Mishnah Berurah, when we read it yesterday, where he writes, and Avel doesn't say, so you can look later on, it's brought up in the Shulchan Aruch a few times, Nun, Tavkuf Nun Dalet, Tavkuf Nun Tet, where it's discussed. There is a Ramah that says, he quotes one Rishon who says, not to say Pitom HaKetaret. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah explains later on, that certainly he says Parsha Satamid, he says Ezeh Makoman, because those are the main parts of Seder Hayom. That's part of Tefillah, it's nothing special. But all the other Korbanos, and the other Parshiot, that would be, there's a Machlokan among the Ashkenazim, how much to say. But certainly in general, everyone, including the Mishnah Berurah, says we do, and Avel does say Korbanos. If you're a shul or a community that never says karbanos, then probably as an avel you shouldn't start. That's true. Okay. We touched upon about a kippah, a head covering. So just to point out, it's okay to think divrei Torah without a head covering. We're going to learn later on in the Shulchan Aruch about saying a bracha or saying God's name. So that's not allowed. Either mitzad minhag or mitzad din, it's unclear. Regarding a child, there's a minhag to start having a child wear a kippah when he's age 3, but there's no obligation. You don't have to fight about your child wearing, keeping it on. As far as wearing a kippah while walking, so that is interesting. We see in the Gemara, and it's mentioned over here in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's very important, it's very good to always have a head covering. But as far as a chiyuv, a din, an obligation, we don't see. Nowadays, so there's discussion among the poskim, nowadays maybe mitzad minhag, maybe chukav seichem lo telechu. In some communities, there might be an obligation to wear a kippah. That really depends on the community and the posik, such as for work. So that's a little bit beyond the scope, but I think we pretty much explained that it's either a chiyuv in some places, only mitzad minhag, or just in midat chasidus. Okay. Good. I think we're going to start Gimel now. Siman Gimel. And this is Halachas Beis Akisei. We're going to finish that. We're going to do an Atila Sedayim today. So let's start. Gimel. Aleph. Kashiyikanes beit hakise, goes into a, I don't know how they say it in England, a laboratory, bathroom. So a bathroom. Yomar itkavdu mechubadim, v'achshav lo nahagu le'omro. So there used to be a tefillah to say, nowadays we don't have this custom because we're not escorted wherever we go with malachim. But there used to be a time when people were escorted by malachim. Good?
Yes, that was better.
Okay. Sorry, you're upside down. I think I'm upside down. I don't know how to fix that. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then he says, V'akshav l'nagu l'omro. Nowadays, since we're not normally escorted by malachim, we don't speak to malachim on a regular basis, so we don't have this custom. And that's obviously is the opinion. I mean, it's not really, you don't have to really have an opinion. It's a fact. Just to point out, we will see many times the Shulchan Aruch mentions Nohagim or V'chenahagu. That's not always his opinion, as you see when we come along. It is what the custom is, and usually that means he's okay with it. but it's not necessarily his opinion lachatchila. Okay. Base. Seif base. Yehei tzanua bevei takise. A person always has to be tzanua. V'lo yegaleh atzmu ad sheyeshev. And he should not reveal himself, uncover himself, until the last moment, until he sits down and is ready to do what he needs to do. V'lo yelchu shnei anashim biyachad. And two people should not go into the same stall together, the same bathroom. Gam lo yedaber sham. One should not be speaking when he's inside his stall, when he's inside his bathroom. V'yiskor adelet ba'ado mishum tzniut. And he should close the door all the way. Usually that means locking the door as well, so no one enters. Okay. Gimel. Im rotze la mashmesh pifi hatabat bitzuar o bekesam niftoach nekevav yamashmesh kodem sheyeshev v'lo yamashmesh achar sheyeshev mipenei shekasheh likshafim. So here, if a person wants to make it easier for him to have bowel movement, to relieve himself, so apparently they used to use stones or little twigs and to rub it by the hole in the back. And I'm not quite sure how effective that was, but obviously people did it. Nowadays people usually walk or have a cup of coffee. The lo yamashmish, and a person should not rub himself until achar sheyeshev, a person should not rub himself when he is already sitting. He should do it before he sits, and then he should sit and relieve himself. Mipneisha kashelik shafim. Now that's an expression we see a couple times. What does it mean? Mipneisha kashelik shafim. It means it's easy for somebody else who knows how to do kishuf on you. It's easy for him to do kishuf. It's easier to do kishuf on you. There are certain people who are more susceptible than others to get kishuf done upon them in a negative way. So, okay. Right. The Mishnah Berurah also points out it's good to not be stressed out, to relax.
There's no audio.
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay.
That's better.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why that keeps happening. Dalet. Lo yegale atzmo ki im me'acharav tefach u'milofanav tefachayim. V'isha me'acharea tefach u'milofanea velo klum. So here, the way they used to go to the bathroom in those days, a person needs to reveal himself or uncover himself as little as possible. So it says by a man, in the back, he only uncovers the amount of one tefach, and in front of him, two tefachim. So that this way, you have room to do what you need to do without getting your clothes dirty. And an isha, only in the back, one tefach and none in the front. So obviously for us, it's just based on our clothing, we want to, one should just uncover himself as little as possible. You know, not dropping your pants down to the floor. Okay. Hey. Im nifne b'makom megula she'ein bo mechitzot yechaven shiyu panav l'darom v'achorav l'tzafon o ipcha. Aval ben mizrach v'ma'arav asur. So when a person has to relieve himself, and we're talking about gedolim number two, that if you're in an open place and there are no walls, so then the direction that you relieve yourself matters. Chatchila, a person should not relieve himself facing east or west. You should only be facing north or south. Ulahatil ma'im, but just ketanim, number one, to urinate, b'chol inyan shari, that doesn't matter what direction you're in. What's special? What's the problem with east and west? Mishum she'ashchina shora b'marav. Because there's a concept that's mentioned, it's actually a machloket in Bava Basra. We say the shechina is in a particular direction, in the ma'arav, or is it b'chol makom? So here the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that the Shechina has something to do with B'marav. Now, what does it mean the Shechina is B'marav? We all know that the Shechina is Meloch Ola Aretz Kavodo, it's everywhere. So it means So the different opinions how to understand this Gemara. Well, one opinion, more al pisod, is that the Shekhinah is more concentrated, or it's more revealed coming from certain directions. And so that's why, and that's the West. So therefore, in general, there's a certain kavod to the West. And since the West is opposite the East, it has also a shtickle, a similar amount of kedusha. I don't know if they were thinking about the world round or not, but also if you keep going west enough, you'll end up being east at the same time. So,
somebody, I don't know who it is, says that it's a linguistic thing.
It's what?
It's linguistic. Whereas Mara is related to the Beis HaMikdash, Shechina B'Mara. Therefore, when you relate to Mara, you're relating in that respect to the fact that Mara was used regarding the Maham Bushchina, not necessarily that. So the Chora, even if you're in Iraq, and you face a mikdash to the other side.
Okay, so if I can say over what you said so they can hear better, you're saying B'Shem Ataz, I'll try and say it over the same way you said it. Basically, it's symbolic that we give a chashivas to the West, because that's where the Makom HaMikdash is.
The Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yeah.
And he says also, like you say, Emach Nisimer Aglaim HaMikdash Mnei Kavod. What's wrong with that? It's not even, if you hold Mer Aglaim was water from a Mayan called Raglaim, just not nice to have that word coming in.
Sure.
The, and so it's
so it's more symbolic.
Right. I'll put those in the Borski, cannot be the Mara in the Basra. And it says it's all based on this idea.
Okay, I'll say over real quick, but I don't want to get bogged down. The Born of Uchim also has his own explanation, because it's like along the same lines. There's nothing, the Shekhinah is not in the West. There's nothing special about the West per particular, but it symbolizes. It symbolizes because it comes from Avraham Avinu, who, because everybody was bowing down to the East, where the sun rises, so he decided he wanted to stand east of Har HaBayit or Har HaMoriah, and he would on the highest mountain, and he would face west. And from then, that's where this concept of it's more of a symbolic concept. The Maharal also had. I mean, everyone has their own take on how to understand what does it mean Shekhinah B'Marav, but. The point has to do with the Maharal has to do with that it's since this constellations, that's where they rise and set, it's symbolic of reminding us of the creation of the world, which gives kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But anyways, let's continue. I think we're on Vav, right? Vav. V'chein asur lishon ben mizrach v'marav v'mishto imo. Certainly, you can't have the ends of the beds facing east and west, east or west. They really should be facing only north and south. And even if you're not with your wife, one should also be machmer, if possible.
I didn't say that if you want to have boys, you should put your bed north and south.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is saying.
It's fine, but if you
still want
boys, you should bring
that. So exactly. So it's a machlokra in the Gemara from two different manda amrim. Is it aser? Is it just lachatchila? Is it just a nice concept? You want to have boys? So it's and the Graz is noted also for that he actually his version of understanding the halacha, it's the exact opposite directions. Anyway, generally the post came right down to follow the Shulchan Aruch, if at all possible. But if it's not possible, don't worry about it, because we can't move our walls, and we can't move the doors to our bathrooms and closets, so we don't always have that option. If you have the option, you should follow the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, and if not, you don't have to worry about it. It's certain, I mean, it's a hard thing to say, and I'm going to get quoted, but certain halachas, and when they say asur and to do this and to do that, in general, we have to keep them to a T, but there are some times where it's not necessarily you have to keep it 100% to a T. Not every asur is the same as another asur. Zayin. Hametil mayim min atzofim velifnim perush hamakom shecholim yirot misham har abayit umisham vahala en yecholim yirot. When a person can see har abayit, then it matters for Meir Aglaim, for number one, that you should not be facing har abayit. Lo yeshev ufanav klape. Oh, I'll just point out also another reason why people are less makpid by a bed is because we know that walls work for a bathroom. If you have walls around your bathroom, you don't have to worry about your direction. So they say also, it should be the same thing by a bedroom. But again, lechatchila we follow the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not something that, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. Lo yeshev ufanav klapei HaKodesh. And a person should not, lo yeshev ufanav klapei HaKodesh, ela So it's the same thing. This is going on. Number one, you should not be facing Har Habayit. Okay. Hey, Chet. Keshenif nebesada. If a person is going to relieve himself in an open field, im huachareya gader yipanem yad. If you're behind a wall, it's not a problem. You can go ahead. We're talking about Meir Aglaim, and I believe. Usually in Yisfinez. It's number two. Okay, so Gedolim, I believe. If you're in an open field and you're doing Gedolim, Imu Acharei Agader Yipane Miyad. If you're right behind the wall and you're not facing, I believe the issue is you're not facing north and south, then you can go ahead. You are, even if you would be facing east or west, it wouldn't be a problem because you have a wall blocking you. Ubabika yitrachik ad makom shel yuchal chaver lirot peruo. But if you're in an open place and you have no way that people can't see you, it's okay. Even if people can see you, it's fine. You have no choice. But you have to be far enough that nobody can see your private parts. They can see a figure of a person, but they shouldn't be able to see too much. Okay. Tet. Lo yeshev imehera uvachozik. Person shouldn't all of a sudden quickly sit down and push too hard. Velo yenos itchok atzmo yeter midai. And you shouldn't push too hard. Shelo yinetek shinei akarkashta. Otherwise, you can damage your insides. Yud. Lo yekanach biyad yamin. A person should not use his right hand to wipe himself by number two. What's special about the right hand? We always know we give more kavod to the right. It's the chesed, but it's also here. It's the hand that you eat with. It's the hand that you tie your tefillin with. It's okay. So it's the hand that you write the Sefer Torah with. So that's why it has. It's better to try and train yourself to use your left hand. It's from a Gemara. It's kavod. I mean, I'm not familiar. I don't think it has anything to do with Kabbalah. I mean, Kabbalah is everywhere. But it's in the Gemara. It has a few sources. It's from, I forget if it's Tanayim or Amoraim, but there's like a list of a few rabbis in the Gemara.
I mean, Chazal ate with their right hand and they used forks and knives.
So there are such a thing as finger foods. So people still eat with their right hands. But yes, you're still using your right hand to hold your fork. So is it less of an issue? So now we have toilet paper. I don't think it's less of an issue, but I did hear such a thing.
Yeah, Rabbi Elijah is it right that you used to just use the hand and anything else?
Yeah. And rocks or leaves, however they used to do it. I don't really understand how they used to do it, but yeah. So lechad chila, I think one should still keep the Shulchan Aruch. Yer Aleph, lo yekanach becheres mishum kshafim, velo ba'asavim yveshim, shemekaneach b'davar she'ur sholet bo shina v'tachtoniot noshot, velo bitzor shekinach bo chavero, v'pnei shemevi et adam lidei tachtoniot. So here he says basically a couple of things. As far as wiping oneself, you should not use cheres, or shards of earthenware, because it makes it easier for someone to do kishuf onto you. And you should not use leaves that are dried out so much that it's flammable or easy to catch on fire. And that we use toilet paper nowadays, and it's not considered dangerous, and it's the minhag, and it's not a problem. And you should not use the same item that someone else used to wipe himself for yourself, because it could spread, disease, I guess. Hagah, v'achshav shabatei kisot shelanu einan basada. Now that our bathrooms are not in the fields, nagula kaneach cheres, and the Ramah explicitly writes that we can use cheres nowadays. It's not out in the field. It's not a kishuf issue. V'chanagula kaneach v'devar shar ur sholet bo. And that we use things that are flammable or easy to catch on fire. Ve'eno mazik, and we know it doesn't cause any damage. Ufok chazi mai ama davar. And go and see what people are doing. All right? The greatest rule of halacha is go see what people are doing. Yipane b'tzniut b'layla kamo bayom. A person should relieve himself, have tzniut at nighttime the same way he does during the day. Right? Because Hashem is always everywhere. A person should be careful that you don't want, when you urinate, that you end up splattering all over yourself and it gets on your pants. In those days, it was a bigger issue of people might think that you're not, if you see a splattering all over you, that people might think you're not able to have children. And if you have one, they might say it's a mamzer. So if you're gonna, when you need to do number one, you want to make sure you do it into a bowl that doesn't splatter, a toilet, or here it's talking about soft dirt, so it goes inside and doesn't splatter. You know, if you do it on a pavement, it's more likely to splatter, so, but we'll see in a second that you, and another option is if you're going to do it where it's somewhere, it's better not to splatter on yourself, obviously. And so therefore we know we will get to a place that you're allowed to aim upwards a little bit so that it goes farther away. Perush karka sheina betula, what is afar tichuach? It's non-virgin land, it's not hard. Alakagon shel eretz harusha, it's been plowed. Yud dalet. Yizaher shelo yechaz ba'ama v'yashtin, a person should not hold his aver. Imlo me'atera ulamata, unless it's the part, the half, or it's more than half. Most of the aver is fine to hold, if the part that's closer to you, but not the coronal portion, the part at the very end where the mila is. No, I don't think so. So let's discuss this afterwards. But okay, Yizar shelo yachos ba'ama v'yashin imlo me'atar ulamata. So the part that's the problem is the end. Mipnei shemotzi shichvat zera levatala, because it might cause you to waste seed. Eli imken hu nasoi, unless you're married. Umidat chasidut lizer afilo anasoi. And really, even if you're married, you should be careful. Now this is, we're talking about when you're doing number one. When you're relieving yourself, we will see that really, if you're not relieving yourself, then even if you're married, you're not supposed to be holding yourself there. Tetvav afilu mi she'eino nasoi, even if you're not married, mutar l'seya bebeitzim, you're allowed to use your beitzim to lift up your aver a little bit to aim. You can also use your undergarments to help you aim, and that's not a problem for anyone. Right, this is only to urinate. It was allowed to if you're married. But just to warm it up or to hold it, you're not allowed to. Yud zayin, hamasha nekavav over mishum bal teshaktzio. If a person holds in from relieving himself, whether it's number one or number two, ktanim gedolim, you're over bal teshaktzio. It's a pasuk in the Torah, but it's a discussion among the poskim if it's a din deraisa or din derabanan. Right? Because sometimes you use a pasuk and it's an asmachta, and it's only a din derabanan, even though it has a pasuk. Okay, and they point out that there's also another problem. If a person holds himself in, it can make yourself sterile. I'm not sure if that applies nowadays, but at least in those days it did. And it's important to point out that kavod abriot is doche bal teshaktzu. So if you're not in a place where you can just relieve yourself, then it's better to hold it in. And how much are you chayev? So if you can, if you don't really have much, you know you need to go, but you can hold it, you have, don't really have much of an urge, and you can hold it in for more than 72 minutes, then everyone says, you're not chayav. Question is, if you can hold it in for 30 minutes and you only have a small urge, so then that's a little bit of a discussion among the postgame. It's not clear how urgent you need to go to be over Baal Tishaktsu. Okay, let's at least start in the Tiyos Adayim for a few minutes, and then we'll stop. Yirchatz Yada Vivarach Al Tiyos Adayim. Washing your hands in the morning. So there's a mitzvah to wash your hands in the morning, and therefore there's a bracha al netilas yadayim. Now, it's important to point out, very important to point out, there's two reasons among the Rishonim, famous, the Rosh and the Rashba get quoted. The Rosh is, why do Chazal say you have to wash your hands? It's because you're going to go daven, and you have to have clean hands. All night, you could have been touching your body, and it gets dirty, and you don't, even if you notice it or not notice it. And so therefore, we assume your hands are dirty. You have to wash your hands in the morning. And it's important to, in Lahalacha, well, let me just say over the Rashba, the other reason is because of, it's called Briya Chadasha. Because every day we're like newly born. And so therefore, Chazal made a bracha that we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to declare that we're going to serve Him and thank Him. And so part of the process is we wash our hands, because we wash our hands to thank Him and to clean our hands and to say we're going to serve Him, because you don't want to praise Hashem or serve Hashem with dirty hands. But the main focus, according to the Rosh, is because you need to have clean hands to daven, and the main purpose, according to the Rashba, is because God created us, it's the beginning process of Birchot HaShachar, of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so we wash our hands. Ruach Ra is not one of the reasons given by the Rishonim. It's more of a Mekubalik. I mean, I won't, not that none of the Rishonim mentioned it, but it's not, halachically, it's not the reason that's given. It also has nothing to do with the Bracha. Sure, it's part in the Shulchan Aruch too. We're going to get there. So Ruach Ra is important, but as far as the Takana, and so really it has no bearing in any of the halachas, how to wash your hands and for saying a bracha. So this intro is extremely important. We'll just do a couple halachot and we'll stop, but you'll see that this is a very important theme that needs to, if you understand and remember this yisod, and you're only going to say a bracha if you follow, if you fulfill the need of the reasoning of the Rosh and the Rashba, then you're going to say a bracha. And if not, the rule is safek brachos lahakel, we don't say a bracha. Let me just finish reading here. Hagav yesh ormim gam asher yatzar v'afilu lo asa tzrachav v'chen nagu. So the Rama says you even say asher yatzar every morning, even if you don't relieve yourself. Now, most poskim don't. Most poskim do not agree with this Rama. And for, I believe everyone goes to the bathroom in the morning anyway, so it's not much of a machlokas, lamaisa, but basically one says, first go to the bathroom, even if you're Ashkenazi, and only then do you say Asher Yatzar. Mayim apsulim etilat yadayim l'se'uda, ksherim l'netilat yadayim l'tfila. Now, Chazal were more strict about the rules of water and washing hands by a bread. We'll get to there when we get to there. But that's about, anyway, Sarach Truma and about Kohanim, and it was more Doma L'Migdash. Here, they just need your hands to get clean in the morning so you can daven. So they were not so makbid with all the same halachot. So if it's the water smells, if it was used water, a little bit dirty, all these things are okay for the morning, for our purposes. Now, Miu Yesh Misha Omer Delome Varech Alayil, there's an opinion that says not to make a bracha on it, but the halacha is you do make a bracha. Even if the water is a little smelly or it was used by someone else, you can still use the water and you still say a bracha on it. That's certainly Ashkenazim, Sephardim, no difference. Should we go? Maybe stop? Okay, so we'll stop and I'm going to have to say less next time outside, but we'll catch up.